So welcome. Good morning. Good evening. Welcome to WS Today. And I'm just looking who's here today. Hello, everybody. Great. Okay. So we're going to start today with a concentration exercise. And then I want to talk a little bit about group consciousness and then whatever else, you know, comes up today. So why is it so important to be able to concentrate? Because we are building energy. We build energy through just, clearing our shadow. Energy is being built. And, of course, energy in general is increasing on the planet. And being in WS will increase your energy. And engaging with me, talking to me, and of course, when you meditate, you are building energy. Now, when you have a lot of energy running through, through your body, we need to have that not just bounce around and go into the mind all over the place and cause havoc and excite areas of you that shouldn't be excited, but you want to actually use that energy and put it in the right account, you could say. It has to go through the eye of the needle so that you lift and ascend into higher states of consciousness. And so we need to bring everything to this one point. You know, when you look at the Om symbol, it has that point on the top. It's like everything comes down, you know, or returns back through that eye of the needle to the nexus of reality, so the source point, and everything comes from there into duality. So it's just sort of that point, that interface, not interface, I would say it's not the right word, but it's that sort of place where everything disappears into. When you have clearings and releases, they move essentially back to source, or we call it back into the core point, and then from there, new inspiration comes forth. So in order to not take those energies that are just, you know, all this powerful energy that is supposed to basically just lift you, in order to not have that just kind of bounce around like a ping pong ball all over the place, our minds need to be steady and one-pointed. So we're going to do an exercise today, which is helping to strengthen your mind. You might find that after you're done, you feel incredibly like your mind is just so solid. So let's do this together. It might appear very, very challenging for some of you, and you will just be kind to yourself. If you have a weaker mind, it will be very challenging. But we're just going to do this together. Everybody's going to do it on their own time. And I will do it along with you. So, and I'm going to tell you how fast I will go. So what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes. You're going to sit relatively straight and comfortable, feet on the ground, and we're going to count from 300 backwards to zero. And I'd like you to see the numbers in your mind's eye. And you basically will see the numbers. So what happens is that you'll see the 300, then 299, 298, 297, 296, 295, 294, and so you count down, and all the way to zero. If your mind wanders, you come back to your number. If you can't remember what the last one is because you're really gone, then start somewhere where you think you can start. If it's very difficult and you notice you're really wandering all the time, then count out loud while you have your eyes closed and you see the numbers. You want to see the numbers in your mind's eye, yeah? So maybe take a glass of water or something and just, you know, relax, and we're going to start. I'll tell you when we're going to start. Okay, so let's just start now at 300 to start there. All right. I'm at zero now. I'm sure that you're probably not. Just kind of look at where you're at and how it's been going so far. I'll give you another moment to just on your own to continue for another minute. And if you're done, just sit. And those that are already done, or, you know, you can start looking at a point. Just imagine a point in your mind's eye. Just look at the point, the dot. Don't let it wander. Just look at the dot. Good, just relax, take a deep breath. You know, if you need to kind of rub your forehead a little bit or tap, you just do that around the third eye area. And good. So you might have noticed that this is very difficult to remember the numbers. You might find it difficult. Everybody's a different area of challenge. You might find you can't see the numbers. It's really hard to see certain numbers. You might find that things are going pretty well and suddenly you just really slide off. Or you have incredible resistance. This is so boring. Or the mind has all kinds of comments on it, why it doesn't want to do it. It literally goes into a full tantrum. All of that. I'll give you a little bit of an insight what goes on in you all day long, where you are overcome by your inner karmas and weaknesses and are really not in charge and have not mastered them. So this is a very, very, very powerful practice, and you probably notice that your mind suddenly is much more solidly one-pointed. You're not, the energies aren't all over the place. So continue to do your concentration exercises, even if you've been here for a long time. Here and there, just go back to it. You can, you know, gaze at a candle, look at the flame of a candle. You can take like a plant or something, and if you want to, you know, specifically practice the one-pointedness, you take a like the tip of a leaf or something, or the tip of something inside the flower, maybe I don't know what's called in English, but inside there's certain, like, could be some kind of point within the plant, and you focus on that, you become very one pointed. And when you practice these things, and especially, visualizing numbers going backwards, you are also exercising your clairvoyance, because clairvoyance, you have the ability to be neutral. You have to be able to, your mind has to obey the higher frequencies or the subtle frequencies are coming through and make pictures of it instead of replacing the receptivity with karmic material. So if you can't see anything, it's just clogged up with karmic material that your mind is dwelling on, instead of actually being one-pointed in that kind of zero point and then able to actually, through a lens, perceive information that's basically that you've dialed into, so that's something we did today, and I always love later to hear about how you're doing. I also wanted to talk first about group consciousness, and something that came up in both schools that I'm working with, and we're this Aquarian age, which is group consciousness, and group consciousness means that we are basically instead of like a pyramid, the top is like me, the ego itself and the individual matters, as more like the group matters. But we had this before, when you go back to the second paradigm, 2D, before 3D, the group mattered, and we could see this in paintings and art. The art was flat; there was no perspective, and often it was sort of embedded in gold. Sometimes, everything was flat, very flat. Look at art that is a little older, 1100, 1200, 1300 art. So you will see everything is kind of flat before perspective came in. In the Middle Age, later with Leonardo da Vinci, and so, but in this case where the group is not really, or indigenous people, the group mattered, the tribe mattered, everything subdued itself, people subdued themselves to the better and of the tribe, to the survival of the tribe. Now we're coming back to this now in the Aquarian Age, but in a different way, because now we have developed and went from 2D through 3D, which is development of the individuality and the mind and a sense of I. And this is where perspective was developed. There's a point. If you're an artist, you know that there's a point of where you're standing. You're the individual viewer, and you look into the space in front of you, and it causes these perspective lines and a sense of depth. We learned about depth, time, and space. We learned about time and space. Clocks became important. People didn't wear watches very long time ago. So suddenly we were splicing our reality into little compartments, just the way our gardens are made and all that stuff. We have all fences around us and so forth. But now we're moving into the Aquarian age of bringing back the group consciousness. Now the combination of the mind, the way it's developed, and the sense of group consciousness can cause, in a negative way, as we know, communism and tyranny. So we need to basically learn to remain an individual, remain sovereign, and yet connect with the whole, not just the tribe itself or the city or the village or a country, but the sense of consciousness itself, the wholeness, the ground of all being. And then the mind becomes very healthy, and then it plays out really beautifully and naturally. Now, spiritual practices like WLS, for example, and many other, millions of other schools and practices, when they were rooted in achieving full enlightenment, the focus was always on literally that ground of being, that perfection, the ultimate source, God. And everything else was basically part of the transformation. Everything was offered in, towards this transformation, towards this one point. So that means that when we are in a school like this, that the people around us, the group consciousness itself, how do we relate to the people around us? The people around us are basically they reflect our good and bad karmas, we have to look at everything as part of our yoga in order to transform it towards the one. So our relationship, first and foremost, is with our true self, which is capital S, our core source. But we are moving out of a way of relating with everybody into a new way of relating with everybody. In order to do that, it's like moving. We move out of an old house into a new house. There's a letting go that takes place, and then we are reconnecting in a new way. So, although I nurture and I encourage, kindness and friendship, friendliness, and just love between every person, because everybody around you is your own self. At the same time, I discourage the human relationships as we know it. So I encourage a satsang relationship based in truth. Sat is truth and sangha is the community. So that we are always coming and seeing your own self in the other, and not in terms of what we know of in the world that we're used to, like in 3D and 4D, we're used to having friends and all these things. Although that coloring can appear in the relationship, in the experience of satsang, at the same time, we need to remain conscious, because otherwise we just basically if we make the 3D or 4D relationship the priority, then we actually close the door to source again, to our true self. So, and that is basically in a school like this where it's based on satsang itself. Now there's other people that will approaches differently, and that's just fine. I know that in the area where I learned and the teachers I was around, it was really the space was so much more important to me and to the people that I met there, that our relationship with the teacher or the space, the doorway that the teacher was really where the focus point was, and there was this joy that was then expressed, or it was the lightness and the happiness of that then expressed itself sideways to the people that were with us through cooking or talking about it or just sitting or whatever it was. But it was because we were anchored and grounded into the oneness, and everything else was submitted and surrendered into that. So I hope that was, pertinent in some way for some of you. And I'm going to just kind of have a look here in my panel now and see what else might come up. Okay, I'm just going to take hands here. First one is Katya, I think, yes. So Katya, hi, 4037. Hi, Katya, hey.
Thank you for the exercise. So it was really good to see where my weak points are. So I was okay imagining the numbers, but then at some point I just went off to a different direction. So then when I realized I had to come back and go back to the numbers, so it just shows that I really need to practice more concentration and just really do it daily and really focus on them, just to strengthen the muscles. And as you say, that way would help me throughout the day not to wander around, because sometimes I do mantras during the day. I've been doing the one Jason suggested for the collective, the Narayana mantra. So trying to do it in the morning and in the afternoon, and also throughout the day. But sometimes, again, my mind just wanders around, and then I forget about it for a couple,
I know, we're worrying. It's true. 2 hours. Can you imagine? Yeah, that's a long time, right? Yeah. So I'm glad you realize that. Absolutely. Everything will go much faster and more efficient when you actually have power over your mind. And all the stuff that we've done in the retreat, the more power you have, the better you can actually change reality as well. All that goes together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've also been like with my house, it feels like it needs so much fixing and so much rebuilding. I feel like this is also happening inside of me too, so.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing. This is 9177. This is Christine.
Christina.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Christine and Christina both have 917 numbers. So.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Hello there,
yeah,
Christina.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for what you're bringing here today. It's just so present with me right now. coming off of the retreat and much of the week, I felt a lot lighter around the themes that we worked with. And then some things really in the past 2 days, I feel like, wow, I went into a powerful dark tunnel. And I feel I came out maybe a few hours ago. But I just wanted to, I entered the tunnel feeling like it was about these, you know, conflicts with husband and in this case daughter around these things of what the jab and other things are, you know, all the ripples of all that. And, my daughter had responded to me in a way. She lives across the country now. She's settling down and was my only child. And she responded in a way that I felt her heart closed to me in a way I've never felt before. Mm-hmm. And it scared me. And I felt so I entered the tunnel feeling this sense of just being so alone and felt scary, like something standing in something was going to land me, you know, without others. And it moved into a lot of anger, but it ended up, especially last night, so much rage came through. And yesterday I tried, you know, I worked with the squares, I worked with the triangles. It wasn't even enough to kind of, I think it helped clarify some things, but emotionally it was so strong. And where I came out was this feeling of this rage, this sense of a lack of sovereignty that I've had in this relationship with my daughter, and also feeling this greater clarity about the desire to have it. So, it felt like a kind of a powerful colonic in a way, but my chest feels like, I mean, even as I'm on the call, I can still feel some sort of heaviness on my chest. Maybe that's just, you know, integrating. So I don't know if you have a sense for me or if to just sit with you, but that's where I am.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thank you, Christina. When you said you did the, you know, you worked on it and all this, but it's not quite cleared, right? Sometimes, let's do this together, where you basically, for you it's now a heaviness physically, but when you, is there an emotion attached to that heaviness? Is there still like sadness or grief?
Yeah,
or?
Right now it feels like a grief.
A grief. Okay. So if sometimes it works better to do it in a tantric way, to go right into the grief while you're remaining neutral, like I'm neutral here with you, and you just kind of allow yourself to go right into that energy. And let the breath come normally while you are being fully in that energy. It's starting to change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as it's changing, it's we could say it's transforming into a different emotion, or you might find that it uncovers sometimes when there's a whole veil. It seems like suddenly, because I'm seeing some light here, it's almost like it's revealing something underneath. So what kind of emotions? And once the grief is gone, what can you already sense the next state of emotion you have there?
Well, what came is just some peace, freedom.
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah. Especially around your child. But well, the peace and freedom comes because you said you learned something that was sort of a certain kind of relationship with your daughter anyway, and now you're seeing it and you're like, oh, okay. You're not even mad at her. There's nothing to forgive. You just see something, and now that pattern is not, you know, it's done. Yeah, so. Do you find your heart is open towards your daughter?
I'm feeling tender, but almost like I'm not sure about that. So again, coming back again. I think it has to do with I'm feeling a tenderness with my heart, almost like wanting to just have some space here, and in a sense. Maybe it sounds strange, but not even being in, bringing other people's energies in or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's so you can do that and then just kind of explore that further. Yeah, that sounds good. Great. Thanks for sharing that so far. That's good.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Christina. Thank you. I have 33647.
Hello, Fatima, it's Nadia from France.
Hi, Nadia. Hi. Okay.
I want to see if we could check how I'm integrating the energy. Yes, the retreat, basically.
Okay. How do you feel overall?
Now I feel great. it's strange. Every time I'm sitting with all of you, I just feel so vast. I don't know if that's the correct word. So peaceful and very high vibration, but when I'm on my own, it's not always the case. And especially last week, my mind was very, very, very busy, and I really had a hard time settling down, and even the concentration or meditations were really difficult. And at the very moment, like over the past week, like now I feel clear, I feel focused, I feel here. But what I was basically experiencing was these two energies. If we can say it like the old way, I was identifying with myself and my mind and my emotions, and that was still very much there. And then in the background, I had this feeling of what I experienced during the retreat and this vastness and this openness and this actual me. And I'm kind of falling in between both, like back and forward, and I can't stabilize in the new.
No, this is good. I like what you're saying. It's like, because even the new is an experience. So you're really, you're bringing the polarities together. It's like a swing, go back and forth and back and forth. And then they're going to both collapse into each other. And then just like a swing, it has a fulcrum on the top, right? You're basically going to find the fulcrum. You already are the fulcrum. I can actually see it. But you are the energies are still on all the levels. Because so much was done in the retreat. This is definitely wouldn't surprise me. I expected that there's a lot of movement and motion pranically even going on. And so, yeah, I don't hang on to anything. Just let it happen. Just remember that you are, let's put it this way. I present and offer, and draw attention of your unconscious, subconscious, and conscious to a place in existence, to that in a certain way in each retreat. And when you are leaving the retreat, it's like you've been imprinted with something, although it's not really an imprint, but it triggers all of you to rearrange yourself. And there's such momentum and power behind it. It's like a big wind you could think of. And it's like a tornado. And you are just, the more you surrender to the change, the easier it is. You don't have to do anything because I gave you all the Shakti. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was actually trying to do something with it.
Yeah, so it's like just let it all integrate. It'll take, really, the truth is going to go on for really weeks and months. But in the especially in the first week, it's going to be you just let it all happen, right? And of course, if it's too much to handle, or certain things are too much to handle. Can you hear me?
Actually, I couldn't hear you anymore. No, now you're back.
Yeah, you know what? I, by accident, pushed a button and as I was rearranging my shawl here. So I was just saying that a lot was cleared out from you, like old structures, and I was asking if you feel that that cleanness, the spaciousness inside you. Can you feel that?
That's what I was trying to say, actually. I can feel this clearness in the background, but there's still some other stuff moving through, and I don't feel comfortable with the old stuff anymore.
Yeah, that means you're not identifying with it anymore. If you're not comfortable, it means you don't love it anymore, you don't hold on to it. It's foreign now. It's just you'll have let it go, let it just move through, and it'll take care of itself. It's already on its way out. It's beautiful.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You really helped me a lot. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, and this is Kazi. Hi, welcome back, Kazi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Iman. Feels good to be back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I don't really, I have no questions.
Just be here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just sit for a moment. How did the exercise go? Was that challenging, or did you do pretty okay?
Well, I was at 200 when you were done.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was like I had to voice, like not out loud, but in my mind, I was like 262 out loud before I could see it almost, so it took longer.
Yeah, if you do it a few more times, you'll see it come. It will develop pretty quickly, and then it's really exciting when you suddenly realize, wow. Just try that a few more times. It's good. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Anything else? Yeah.
I just feel like where do I go from here? Like having been gone and having not been consistent with practices.
Do the things that are that you want to strengthen. For example, do like concentration exercises, because once you concentrate, did you notice when I was done and you were at 200, did you notice your mind was more still?
Yeah,
so you're naturally going to be very still, and then you just sit there for a few minutes and just enjoy the stillness and depending, if you're somebody who, needs to write things down or not, which I don't think you're that kind of person, but where you basically look at your day and just before you go to bed, just kind of look at like what's the next day going to look like and how do you structure it? Maybe there's some things you need to do, like go to work or something, and then you just say, okay, I want to do this because it's going to be this much time for this, and then I want to maybe go for a walk and have some breakfast and all that, whatever you do. And so kind of be a little bit more in charge of your day, because this is also time and space and energies. And it's just like when we say, I'm going to sit down and meditate now, or I'm going to sit down and concentrate, you're giving literally your mind a command, this is going to happen, and then it's going to cooperate more. So when we look into the day forward, and say, okay, this is what's going to happen tomorrow, this and this and this is important. This is going to happen and I might have to do this particular thing. It has to be at whatever, 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever. You kind of try, it's like the energies inside you, they preparing themselves. It's just like when you know you have to go to the airport and you have to board a plane at 2 p.m. Everything in you, inside you will kind of go ready so that everything gets done so you can actually board that plane at 2 p.m. So be a bit more in charge of your pranas. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. And yes, thank you for that. I can see how that would work. And and just in general, navigating, I'm sure you've been talking about this perhaps, but just the energies of what's happening in the world and the insanity and just being back at work has been helped me so much to move my energy. And, you know, and be more empowered to have, you know, an income again. But it's, of course, brought up so much drama and challenges with people. And what's the trick?
The trick is, I don't do it like I do. I basically, I am just having the best time of my life. Like, I just do everything I like. I can't go to a restaurant, and which I notice most of them give me indigestion anywhere because the food is not really up to what I need. So I just fill my day, and my day is so full. All the things I want to learn and study and practice and work on and change and make better, things also that I want to do in the house. And of course, I haven't even had time to do some of my art, which I also want to do. So, and I focus on basically what we've done in the retreat, really focusing on how do I want to feel, how do I want to see the world. And basically, it's almost holding the intent, the space, and the feeling of what you'd like to experience. So we basically are these little rebels of light that are basically can't be eclipsed by the dark. And I don't even engage with people anymore that are not on the same light level or wavelength of happiness and positivity. And that's basically, I think, the most important thing, because right now we've reached a tipping point weeks ago. Yeah, maybe it's already a month and a half or something. I can't remember. That's what I sensed. So now it's like, okay, it's the wave is already broken. Yeah, so it's already crashing. So let's just kind of enjoy the ride.
Yeah, well, and I do the same. I do all those things too, but because I'm back in the world working, I'm amongst all those people now every single day, including most of my coworkers. I wouldn't be around them if I didn't want to make money right now. So I'm, you know, 30 hours a week with those people, and there's a lot of triggers and things, but I think I'm navigating it pretty well. I get triggered, but I think I move through it pretty fast and I'm able to let it go. But there's been a lot of bumps. It has been challenging, but I feel.
Well, own it as your own challenge. It's own it that these people and what you see outside of yourself is your own little darknesses. So be grateful and just take every moment that is a bump and just lift yourself higher, be more positive, chant a mantra through it, take a deep breath, see the greener grass ahead of you, you know, something like that. And eventually your vibration will be so different that you will be catapulted into a different situation.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So we are now in Alaska, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I missed the call yesterday, but I did listen to the replay, and you did mention love and love again today. And that was my question for myself, actually, because I started this journey to help heal my tinnitus. But actually, I believe then I start moving on to the love, wondering if I had enough love in me to help and be with other people. So I thought I would ask you if my love dial has even moved a little bit, just because, you know, I just want to be sure. I feel I have moved that love dial and have encompassed more, but I just want to be reassured, I guess. And then, of course, so I want to sit with you, and hopefully this time there isn't an entity available that will want to jump out at you.
Okay. That's sweet. You're sweet. You know, the feeling that you have, of course you trust that, because your own feeling is always good. And just logically, you know, you were faced with some challenges with this year with your children and all that, and you didn't go to a place of blaming or a place of accusation. You basically really responded to it by really doing the best you can. And that's always more love and more opening of a heart. And so how can you love more and still love and continue without being angry or disappointed or going into victimhood and all that? And yeah, maybe you've had moments of that flow through, but yes, that has created more openness in your heart. And also, you know, you can know when you literally come to a place where you don't really care this way or that way, when you know that the Creator has a plan and that it's all good, and you just sink back into that, and that just, you know, that just gives you peace. And peace is really even a higher vibration of love, you know. So
yeah, and I believe that, you know, there is also mercy. You know, I know
yeah.
that the Lord has mercy, and I have begged for that mercy for my family. So
yeah.
And I'm going to believe it will come to fruition because,
yeah.
I don't know, I've asked and believed for that.
Well, yeah, because that's the technology, you could say. You ask, you choose what is it you want to experience. And when you believe, you actually, you let go of your own individual doing, and the Greater is doing it. And so there's only two choices. Either the individual is doing on its her own with sometimes with demonic forces or whatever, maybe a mix of angelic and demonic, or we let go and we trust that the Greater Self, the Source itself, God, is doing it. And then yeah, there's nothing in between, right? So yeah, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now the timing is up to the Lord, right? The timing is.
Yeah.
And that, but that's okay because there's intelligence in that. So,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, just bring your attention just sort of to your heart for a moment. Yeah, so you're just peaceful. And that's good. And you can pray for, I did that back in the 90s. I would pray for certain qualities that I didn't have at the time, I tell you. I would pray for patience, for love, all these things. I would just pray. And then I would actually be lifted into challenges. I would encounter challenges. Usually when I prayed for something, I would have a test. I would have these challenges. And then I thank God I remembered my prayers, and then I would grow through them, and that's how I kept growing, right? Yeah. So
yeah.
You can just ask for it, and you will be what do you call it? Yeah, trained into it.
Tested.
Yes, tested.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. That's good.
I don't know about that tested part.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's like in school, you only get tested on something you're capable of, right? So you learn something, but things we don't even know that we're in the learning process, and then suddenly like, oh, we've got to sit for a test, and I'm like, and then you have to kind of respond, right? Okay. All right, do you want to sit
yeah.
for a moment?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. Very good. Thanks, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We have Mariana. Mariana, good morning.
Good morning. That's so funny this morning. I set the alarm for 4:00 in the morning, and then you asked me to sit there and count backwards. It was very interesting. But I did pretty well. There's lots of room for improvement, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to sit with you this morning,
mm-hmm.
please.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And you're still shifting. It's quite a lot of Shakti moving, sort of in a figure mm-hmm. eight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're still in transformation. Yeah, you can feel that. Yeah.
Mm.
There you go, it's starting to come up now, some of the energy from the base into the third eye on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I'm seeing it's almost like you're building a new plateau. So you're building a new plateau, which means is once you figuratively climb onto that, you're going to have like a new foundation and then climb mm-hmm. from there. Yeah, you've almost completed with some kind of cycle right now. That's what it looks like.
Mm, well, good.
Mm-hmm. Which was a pretty difficult one, right?
It was. It was. Yeah. It broke my heart to pieces.
Yeah.
It broke me wide open.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about love, right? It's a good thing.
Yeah,
but
I remember you saying that to me last year. You know, you're on a cycle, and just be grateful for it. You know, you're in a transit, and I remembered that.
Mm.
And some part of me was holding on to that. That you know how you clutch something like a teddy when you're a child. You know, like for comfort. Mm. I remember just clutching onto those words, and with all my heart, innocently, I did try and be grateful. And I'm not sure how grateful I was, truthfully, but.
Well, you made it, so it's good. I mean, you tried your best there, I understand. And but I have to add something to what I saw. This is it looks like on the level of the third eye, like it's almost like you'd put a horizontal net or something into your brain, right? Sort of like that. Sort of like on the horizontal plane, I can see all around you is like there's a lines of graphics, like lines. So it tells me you're building a structure. It's and is a whole new structure. Like it's a whole new reality you're building or moving into. This is not just a flow. It's actually structural. When it's structural, you know what that means, right? It means that it will essentially, you will think and feel and know yourself differently, but it also will manifest in your life in practically something that can be quite different because it's a new structure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what, thank you. That was what I was going to write to you about because it was I had this beautiful vision of the Divine Mother, and then it was like I was given a whole. I don't know what the word for it was. It's like a manuscript, like a manifesto, and it was all red. The whole thing was red, and the red was so beautiful. It was like when I looked at the red, and I can still feel the red was brand new. It was like an ink. It was such a vermilion, beautiful hue of red, but it was alive and pulsing. And the first part of this whole this what I was shown was just like red dots, lots and lots of red dots, like red circles, like when you paint on a painting, like lots of them, just like hundreds of them, and they were all pulsing. And then after that, and this is. Like a scroll down, and I saw writing, and it was going up towards the coming from the left, going up towards the right, and it was almost like Aramaic. It was the most beautiful scripted writing, but it was alive and pulsing, and again it was red, this beautiful red. And after I saw all that, you know, there was just like lines and lines and lines of this beautiful red. After that, there was all this, like what you saw just then. It was lines again going up and then coming down, and it was new pathways, but again, all red. The background of this whole thing was just this beautiful red, but the red of the imprint of the circles and the writing and the new pathways was pulsating with, it was freshly scribed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because reality truly is very fresh. And you got the red, it's really the color of the heart, like that beautiful mm-hmm. color. It's the energetic color of the heart, it's really like a beautiful red. We do have that red color also in the Ganesha principle in the base chakra. So there's a relationship between physical, like a real physical manifestation that has red, because it's the lowest vibration. It's lower than slower than blue, right? Blue is faster, mm-hmm. or yellow. But the way you talk about the pulsing and all that, the way you describe it, that indicates to me it's actually the contentment, the love, and the peace of the heart. It's the heart energy itself. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
So that's like a whole new way of being, because that's how I felt it in my first.
Yeah.
Intuitive yeah. moment. It was like I was given a whole download of a new way of being, and I
That's
knew
correct.
That it was light, there were, it was written, and there was pathways, and that was what
yes.
I was going to write to you about.
Yes, no, that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I've got whole body shivers. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Confirming. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Maria.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you too. That's beautiful. So I got Kim. Yes, I will sit with you. Let me first go to Antonia here. Antonia, are you there?
Yes, I am
yes.
here, Ratima.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you very much for the introduction. Mm-hmm. It is so beautiful. So beautiful because it is something that I kind of been practicing the mm-hmm. past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When I see other people that they're so asleep and they want to be in their story and mm. they're so depressed and in so much pain, but then at the same time, if I try to say a word to kind of help them a little bit, it's like they pull themselves back. You know, like, no, leave me here. I am here, even though they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, oh, okay. Then, and it's not people in my family, it's people that I come
mm-hmm.
in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been practicing something they used to say the first year in the wisdom school.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that the same source that makes them make you.
Right. Oh, good. Yes, that is good.
Yes, and so, yeah, that gives me a lot of peace. And at the same time, is like they are where they need to be, and they're experiencing what they have to experience for whatever they're here to experience.
Yeah.
And then I just go on, and yeah, I don't get in the, like, in their pain or their misery or the victim. I don't, but I leave them there.
Yeah.
You stay
that's good. Yeah, that's a form of unconditional love, right? You're just really letting them, and they didn't ask you for anything, and you also don't engage in any fighting or something, exactly.
Oh, no. And I also give them love and hugs, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You stay there. You stay, like mm-hmm. with the kid that is in time out, you know? you got to stay there and then think about what is going on. Experience whatever you need to experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was so beautiful the way you talk, because, you know, other people are the reflection of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I see it. Okay. The same source mm-hmm. make me make you.
Mm-hmm.
And also the exercise you did at the beginning, I don't think I ever counted backwards. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it went so fast. And I didn't make mistakes. It was going so fast that I couldn't, the numbers were going down so fast. And it was the correct numbers. And I was like even having a hard time seeing them because they were going so fast.
Oh,
so
did you actually, okay, so your mind, did you see them all? Did you kind of see them clearly?
I saw them, yeah. Yeah, but they
okay.
were going like really fast. Going down really fast, like 77, 74. Like I couldn't even say it because I seen them, but they were going really fast.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do then is to get more control over your mind. So your mind is a little bit in control.
Okay.
So you're gonna basically, you decide what speed to go. You don't want to just go. Really, it's not about going fast. It's going in a controlled way. So you're in charge of what happens in your mind. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for sharing that. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And may I please share it with you?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we have John in England. Hi, John.
Hi, Aratima.
Hi.
What a call. Wonderful stuff. So I was very affected by some of this. I appreciated the exercise, and it was pretty good, but it did take me a while to see all those numbers clearly, but there were two calls on this thing that were quite affecting for me. Mariana's, and Nadia, who also had raised a question in the Facebook group, and the question had to do with the difference or the sameness between the witness and the second attention. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the second attention had one's beingness as well as, I can't quite remember your answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my query does relate to that. Are we talking about the second attention being the terrain of the soul?
No, the second attention is right now. It's like you are talking to me, but there is a background to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That background is the second attention. It's behind. There's another level of where you have awareness of yourself. Now that background isn't just a neutral witness. It's way more than that. Can you tell?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I may be completely off here, but the soul, which is sort of heart-centered for me, you know, I'll put it like this. The soul is simultaneously facing in two directions. And I kind of felt that if the beingness is in the second attention, is the beingness and the soul, is this somehow the same?
Is there something? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If we're like a Buddhist right now, they don't think of souls, then we wouldn't be able to use that reference. But in the worldview that we're sort of using here, yes, the soul is a conscious, right? So yeah, that it, and a soul is a being. The soul can love. The soul can think. So yes, it's definitely the soul exists in that. We could even say the second attention is you living from your soul, because when I moved out from ego, the ego I into this, and I became a soul, I lived, and when I said I, it was really the soul that I was. That was, I was always living from my second attention.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I felt that was the case somehow.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad you investigated that and really checked that. I really like that. Yes, you want to really make that real for yourself.
Yeah, very good. There was an exercise you used to do, which I came across recently again. It's a great one just for reestablishing entering the core, and it's the sun in the heart, and then the moon just beginning to sort of cross and merge.
Yeah.
This is all a bit random, but I just wanted to share quickly with you.
Uh-huh.
But I hugely appreciate what you've brought. I mean, obviously, not just, everyone seems to grow in their own way, and it's remarkably beautiful. And I've just been aware recently of just how much what you've just been letting fall over the years has just had such an amazing impact on me. It's beautiful.
You mean the stuff that I offered, or what do you mean?
Just this offering, WLS, and the stuff you just let fall to us during these calls. I mean, it's exquisite, some of it. And I'm terribly aware that this year I really must stay in your vibration, which is why I call, you know.
Good.
But I just wanted to be with you in this way. And I don't know, maybe it'd be good to sit with you if that's okay, just to sort of have your attention on that for a bit. But if not, that's also fine.
No, I appreciate what you're saying, because, you've been on this journey for quite a long time. If you met some extraordinary, I can't remember who, but I think you've been with some extraordinary people. Mm-hmm. And so you were touched by that so many times. And just for a moment, just allow yourself to just, you know, I remind you of it. Others teachers have reminded you of it. You know it in yourself, and just allow yourself to make a commitment to really be that, to go into that full surrender, and to really, just kind of love it deeper, be that deeper. And thanks for the gratitude for everything I offer. I am.
It's terrific.
I'm very inspired. I just allow myself to always respond in new ways. So, I think that can be very helpful. It might be confusing to some people, but I think it's kind of also helpful. And that's just the way I'm designed.
Yeah. I think you've nailed it with what, when I listen to this call again, I think what you're asking me to do, it's so pertinent. So what I don't do and haven't done for so long, but I think that's the one.
But isn't it like home? Do you remember when you ventured out as a younger person and you were driven to seek this freedom or the spiritual, and there was something? There's a feeling to that. Do you remember that? And the fascination and the love of it and all this. And then you go on this long journey for decades, and there's karma, karma, mountains, karma, difficulty, and you go back to normal life and everything gets eclipsed. But there's something inside of you that was this incredible fire and that spark and passion for that. And if you bring that alive again with everything you have gone through and everything you have realized, it just sort of brings it to a whole new level. It's going to be like a bonfire.
It's beautiful what you're saying. And this kick inside that's just gone on since I was 12. I mean, it's got to be. And I keep sort of flagging and picking myself up. And it's very strong at the moment. But I think that's still for you. I mean, I just think, you know, the transmissions you bring to us is just so beautiful and so strong.
Wow, thank you. It is what it is. So we're happy about it. Me too.
Yeah. So really, you know, offering flowers. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. And I have Cindy here. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to maybe sit with you, please, and just check in and, to where I am or what's happening moving through from the retreat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
I see that you're still grounding. A lot of grounding energy is coming up, so you're integrating it. And it hasn't completely integrated mentally, but you're energetically integrating right now. But you probably are feeling a bit more aligned and solid. Is that true?
Yes, I am. I am feeling that. There's a lot of energy in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart pounds.
mm-hmm.
Like really pounds like crazy. But yeah, there's been a lot more stillness.
Mm-hmm. There's a if you want to do, there is a there's an Arabic quality which is latif, and it's just, it means to subtle. Just think of a rose, the smell of a rose, because the energy is you are trying to integrate this very high vibration of energy, this intelligence that we sort of brought into the retreat, and your body doesn't know how to translate it. So you can say it quietly in your mind. I'm just gonna chant it a few times and see if you notice the energy refining.
Okay.
Latif, latif. Latif, 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 very deep in the silence, you hear Latif.
Hmm.
You notice some changes?
Yeah.
Does it feel not different a little bit? You do it longer, of course, but I'm just asking if you're already noticing something.
I did notice something. Just it's like No, I'm not sure how to explain it.
It's hard to explain, I know. It's okay. We know.
Okay.
So I think it'll help you to, it opens up the subtler intelligence so that you can translate better what was going on into the self. Because the self's like, well, I don't know what to do with all this.
Perfect. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Cindy. Okay. I'm going to sit with Sandra here for a moment. Sandra. A lot of changes for you, Sandra. A lot of your heart is changing and your throat. Seems like you're being very peaceful actually right now. That's wonderful. Great, thank you. And I'm going to sit with Kim in London. She can't log in by phone. Okay, she says I haven't stopped cleaning or scrubbing and throwing things out since the retreat. A lot is moving through in the body. I hope you're not going to throw everything out and be all empty in your apartment. So. So yeah, I see your base chakra shifting over somehow. So there's some, no wonder you're doing so much physical stuff. So I'm just going to allow you to find, basically I'm assuming that you're going to shift into a whole new world, right? And so that's very welcome. There you go. Now the energy's cutting a bit more. Everything is moving in waves and shifting and changing. And let me know how the counting went, Kim, because I can see energy is coming, rising up, and it's not quite anchoring in the third eye. It's just new energy coming up, and it wants, it's almost anchoring, so you might find, you know, from what I'm reading here, that you might have a bit of a hard time concentrating because everything's shifting and moving, but you could kind of peg it down and just say this is where the energy has to anchor into. So bring a bit more concentration in, it'll just anchor in then, and it'll flow quite smoothly then. All right, thank you. I'm going to Linda in Vancouver Island. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rakima. I so wanted to thank you for yesterday. I mean, I've been basking in it. And I mean, I saw a lot of pages flipping, so I thought, oh, this is interesting. But you said something at the end of the call that I found really poignant. And that was enjoy where you're at. Enjoy this. Enjoy this unfolding. And I thought, that's it, isn't it? It's like every moment, this breath, you just enjoy it. Like, it has no, your perception of it is where it comes from. And where it comes from is such a beautiful place. But I don't know, it was just so simple, and so tangible. And it's just right there, and it's not complicated, and it's simple.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yes, that's true.
It just really impacted me, and I was reverberating with that. I'm sorry I missed the first part of the call, but there were some things that just needed immediate attention. So I look forward to tapping into that and doing that. But can I sit with you again?
Okay. You got a lot of energy building up in your heart, eh? Can you feel that?
I was feeling a lot of contentment.
And yeah, a lot of contentment.
I just wanted to smile.
Yeah.
Smile. Nice. Keep smiling.
Yeah, so. Do that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jeannie, I know you come in and out. Where did she go? I'm just going to check. Jeannie, I want to unmute you. Hi, Jeannie. Do you want to say something or did you change your mind? Maybe she did.
I had a tough week and I...
Want to just sit with me?
Can you just sit with me, please?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Allow yourself again to fall into that beauty that you are, that it's right here again. So all the stuff that happens does not define you at all. So just be yourself again, which is always here. Even for a moment, just visualize a lot of flowers around you, like peonies, Like peonies, you know, these like big, soft.
Oh, I know. I love them.
Yeah. Yeah, just see them all around you in your aura. It's like they're in your aura. All let the color arise that I've seen sort of whitish with a little bit of pink in it. So like soft colors and fill your whole aura up with it. And just feel the vibration, yes. There you go. There you go. Now you're connecting with your spirit again. Can you feel that?
Oh, so much better.
Yeah, you need a little bit more of that kind of feminine, nurturing, but soft, like very soft energy. So that's, and you kind of ran out of it. So here you go.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything else?
I just wanted to comment on the exercise. I finished very close to when you did, and it was a very good exercise. I was amazed that my mind could stay with it, and it was very good. I appreciate it very much, along with everything else.
Good.
It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You too. Yeah, thank you. That's good. Good. Thank you. Awesome. Donna here. Hi, Donna.
Yes. Hi, Aratima.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I would just like to sit with you, please. Thank you.
Good, good. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Rito's asking, you tried Kaba Party this morning. We'll continue for the next 3 days, but can you please check if I'm integrating okay now? Okay. Yeah. The energy is moving. Prana is more faster right now and circling. So yeah, just keep doing it. That's good. I have Mari. Mari, hi Mari.
Hello, Ratima. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can very well actually.
Oh, it's a miracle in itself. I don't quite know what I'm doing, to be quite honest. So,
in what way? Like with the whole course, or right now in this moment?
Right now, I am listening every day, to all of to all of the MP3s. I feel actually, if I didn't have this to connect with, I don't know, I might just disappear. So would you kindly sit with me?
Yeah, and then, you know, we're in the second module, right? Just, you know, do some concentration and I know you're doing your yoga every day, so it's not like it's new. You've probably done things like that. But just kind of pick up look at some areas where you're a little bit weak and strengthen. And, you know, it's really about you stabilizing your core and being in a lifted state of mind, right? So when you say disappearing, let's see what's going on here. Just sit with me. Yeah, you're circling counterclockwise, which is a cleansing energy. So you're kind of clearing things. There's a feeling of disappearing. It's like a Shiva energy going away back through the eye of the needle into source. And that's okay. and that's an experience. And so if we go beyond the experience to that which you always are at all times, that is, which is outside of time and space, outside of coming and going, we're going to bring your attention to that, being that. Then allowing the bliss that you are, just open your crown a bit more, allowing the bliss that you are. And all kinds of voices and clutter will just sort of, thank you, but we're just moving it out of the way. There you go. How do you feel right now? Can you describe it?
I'm crying. I feel like I want to go home, but I'm not sure where home is.
Yeah, but there's a connection now between the light above you, the soul star, and your heart. There was clutter in between. And so go deeper into that. Go to the feeling of home, because you want home, right? And the home itself, the wanting of home, is actually the question contains the answer. So go with your attention to this desire or this yearning for home. Follow into that right now. Let's do that together. Yeah, keep following into that, yeah. I move through a shift now. I'm going to reiterate that all experiences are not you. None of that is you. The wanting, the yearning, the lack, the grief, none of it. It's all descriptions, flashes in the mind. You are here. You are what you are. You're just you. There's a softness coming in now. Can you feel that, Mari?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Do you, when you think so, you won't find it in the mind. So what is it that you're experiencing right now? Breathing, being. Yeah. Maybe nothing. You don't know. Maybe your mind, maybe in a state like a baby, as you just can't think, but you just sort of hear, kind of more like that. Is it more like what you're experiencing right now?
Yes, I'm just here.
Yeah, good. Just stay with that. Don't give it to your mind. Just stay with just what you are being right now. That's very authentic, very real, and the mind has nothing to do with this right now. We'll just be yourself, and it's very sacred, yeah? I'll leave you with that. Good. Last person is Danielle here. Danielle?
Hi, Rachman.
Hi.
I wanted to thank you for the exercise that we did at the beginning. I find it really helpful to have that as an option because I found that I was pretty successful with it. And usually when I sit and look at yantras and stuff, I did get to a point a couple months ago where I was like, wow, I can't believe like I can actually do this. But that has passed.
Okay.
That's not my experience anymore. It's awesome, though, to have had experienced that, because now I know, you know, it is a possibility for me.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I was doing at that point in time where I was able to do it versus what
What happens is that as you, let's say you run a certain amount of voltage to your system, then you can actually sit with it and your mind doesn't get distracted. But as the Shakti rises and you have more voltage running through you to be able to hold that power, then it becomes difficult again, you know, suddenly you can't concentrate because you know, because it also stirs up, you know, all this movement, the karmas. And so you have to, again, you know, build up more power. So you build up more and more willpower and ability to hold. What we're really doing is we're learning to become like Source, really. Because Source is holding everything simultaneously in existence without being distracted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense to me because I do a lot of practices that I think stir up a lot of stuff. So that makes sense. As things are moving, I have to work harder, build that power to be able to hold that. I guess as the other things are also moving through. Yeah, so I can definitely feel that.
You also want to do a balance of yin and yang. This is a yang practice. You have to use energy, right? Power and strength. But if you, let's say you do a lot of practices that are using yang, you need to also then kind of nourish the yin, right? So you want to be doing the feminine qualities and take care of that too, where you just let go and you lounge and you might just kind of, you know, do this, even practices that are more yin, right, that we're doing, you know, like yoga nidra or whatever else, you know. So, or just stretching, you know, stuff like that, so. Anyway, no, that's good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trusting that I'll find that balance. You know, I'm getting a little bit better with it.
Yes.
So I guess I also had wanted to share a little bit from the retreat. So I found for myself out of the 3 days of sovereignty was one of the, easier qualities or easier energies to integrate. I definitely felt like I had a good grasp on that, like after after we had finished. Uh-huh. And innocence and freedom, for some reason, were a little bit more difficult. I've been practicing or trying to do the freedom practices, and I know you had a conversation with Cindy at the retreat, and we'll go back and re-listen to that, but we were talking about how when it's done, if it's not shifting quickly, or I'll relay my experience, this will probably be easier. So I have something that I find within my physicality, and I'm attempting to use the process that we learned, and then I find that a similar experience is occurring in my physicality. So I guess my question is if the way I'm approaching the exercise needs to tweaking, or if there's a chance that there's layers of things that move through in similar ways.
Oh, yeah, there's a chance of layers. You definitely will go through layers. And then you kind of, because we're talking abstract here, right? You begin to, I don't know if it's tweaking it, but you basically you refocus, you know? You just refocus and respond and dance with it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's like, don't try to overthink it. What you like to do is to kind of trust you a little bit more. You know, if you're going to make, let's say, if you're going to do something in a really strange way and something's, your pranas are really going off, well, by the next call or something, when we're sitting, I'll probably notice that something's off with you. I would tell you, right? So you would even notice, like, you know, I'm feeling kind of weird or something. So, you know, I know that the more energy runs through us, the more Shakti, and we do certain exercises, they have, like, real consequences. But everybody here is already quite, I don't know, like, tuned in, and it's not like you're all newbies, so you can basically realize and sense and trust your intuition that, yeah, that doesn't feel quite right. I'm just going to, this is, seems to be better to move, this, something inside me needs to move this way, you know, and then you just kind of go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still check in. Did that answer everything, or do you have something else that's on your heart?
I'd just like to sit for a minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a good place.
Yeah, feeling a little emotional, but...
Yeah, but you that's beautiful, actually. I like it. Your heart is soft now. You notice that? It feels kind of mm-hmm. good. Yeah, just kind of be with that and feel that love and that softness. That's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. good. Thank you. Thanks, Danielle. Good. All right. Did I talk to everybody? Yeah, everybody. Yeah, good. Okay. All right, let's just sit for just a moment here. And just take a deep breath and just, you know, again, be yourself. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. And I wish you a wonderful week, and we will talk again. Thanks. Bye. Namaste.
The moderator has left the conference.